The letters this week cover motoring, a bank branch closure, eating and our weight, and some World War One letters.
Motorists should concentrate on the road ahead, says John Knights of Spixworth. It has been reported that police want motorists to submit video footage of drivers who illegally use mobile phones while at the wheel. Instead of concerning themselves with the transgressions of others, I'd have thought motorists' attention would be better focused on their own driving and on traffic conditions, given that so many accidents are attributable to driver inattention.
Christopher Keeble of Pulham Market agrees with the growing concern over portion sizes. He says, I write as an occasional reader of the Norwich Evening News and bought a copy recently to look at the pictures and reports on the Lord Mayor's procession. I discovered a good few other articles that I found interesting and want to comment on Sharon Griffith's Notes from the Real World. Yes, I have also noticed how in recent years portion sizes have been getting bigger in a rather alarming way. When I go into a cafe for a tea or coffee and a snack, I find myself seeking out the smallest bit of cake or biscuit on offer, and often just have the tea or coffee. Everything is too big for me these days. Being a very British character, I am reluctant to complain about anything, but I have been known to express concern if I consider the portion sizes are too large. Of course, when I do that, people look at me as if I'm balmy. In the end, it comes down to one's mental attitude. Many find those colourful cakes or an extra portion of French fries just too tempting, but I value my slim waist far more.
The closure of his local bank has Trevor Deary of Sproston writing in. Interesting that Barclays Bank cite falling customer numbers as the reason for shutting their Sproston Road branch. Whenever I go in there, there is a long queue of people waiting and insufficient staff on duty to cope. Often only one position is open to deal with the queue, and you can see by people's faces what they think of this. I shall shortly be withdrawing my money from Barclays. I see no reason why this bank, with its rapidly falling reputation, should continue to make a profit from me while shutting a branch I like to use. Finally, I am sure that any staff made redundant or redeployed will find the closure date of Friday the 13th especially amusing.
Mrs. Nora Chown of Bacton has found some fascinating letters. Much is written, quite rightly, about the evacuation of troops from Dunkirk, and I would not wish to detract from the bravery and heroism of those events. However, I've never seen any mention of other sites from which men were rescued. My father, along with his unit, the 4th General Hospital RAMC, were evacuated from Saint-Nazaire between 16th and 18th of June while under attack, and his letter home, dated the 21st of June 1940, tells, in typically restrained fashion, of his experiences. We have not had our things off since last Saturday, the 15th of June, and been travelling since 9:30 Monday morning. A lot of us lost everything except what we stood up in. It was one mad rush to get away. Jerry made it quite warm for us. Some of the surgeons lost their instruments. Still, we are safe and sound. The 17th of June was the day that the Lancastria was sunk with the loss of 4,000 to 5,000 lives a few miles off Saint-Nazaire. So, if my father was there on that day, Jerry certainly did make it warm for them. I have in my possession all the letters written to my mother by my father during his army service in World War One, and they make fascinating reading.
Thanks for stroke patient care comes from Anne Kellett of Norwich. Recently, my husband suffered a stroke. Fortunately, I was aware of the signs and immediately dialed 999. The paramedic arrived while I was still describing his symptoms to the operator, and shortly after, the ambulance crew arrived and the stretcher trolley was down the hall before I had regained my wits. He was taken to the NNUH, where his early treatment surely prevented him having a far worse effect from the stroke. The subsequent treatment and care on the ward was amazing, so much so that he was released after only 3 days. Physiotherapy was put in place at home immediately, and he is on the mend. I am so grateful for all the help from all the members of the NHS. Their help and concern was exemplary. Thank you all so much.